Daily Good News, Volume 1. Chapter 61. The good news is very, very good. God our Savior, desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. The man Christ Jesus, gave himself a ransom for all. Wherein was Adam the figure of Christ? In this, that all that were in the world were included in Adam. And all that are in the world are included in Christ. In other words, Adam in his sin reached all the world, Jesus Christ, the second Adam, in his righteousness touches all humanity. That is where Adam is the figure of him that was to come. The first Adam touched all of us, what he did included all of us. If he had remained true to God, that would have included all of us. And when he fell away from God, that took us also. Whatever he should have done embraced us, and what he did made us what we are. Now, here is another Adam. Does he touch as many as the first Adam did? That is the question. The answer, what the second Adam did embraces all that were embraced in what the first Adam did. The free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. Are all men going to be justified? All men might if they would. But, says Christ, you will not come to me that you might have life. All are dead in trespasses and sins. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It comes right within the reach of all men, and those who do not get it are those who do not want it. The faith of Christ must bring the righteousness of God, because the possession of that faith is the possession of the Lord Himself. This faith is dealt to every man, even as Christ gave Himself to every man. Do you ask what then can prevent every man from being saved? The answer is, nothing, except the fact that all men will not keep the faith. If all would keep all that God gives them, all would be saved.